Well, we got a big hour. Lots to get to this hour. Why does it feel like, Joe Bartlett, does it feel like a long week this week? It does, doesn't it?
Well, not really. Didn't you have a holiday?
Oh, yeah, it was a four-day week. I guess it's okay. It's just me. I don't know. It's just me. Maybe it's the, well, you're in the warmer weather. It's been a cold. Yeah, I think it's the cold. This bitter cold wears you down. I just can't take it. So it's 8 weeks until spring. Don't worry about it. This is the two-year anniversary of the first case of the coronavirus in the United States. It was 2 years ago today, January 20th. It was February. Well, you got to remember, it was Fauci. He kept saying it was nothing to worry about. Don't worry, it's going away. It'll, remember, he kept saying when the weather's warm, it'll go. So it wasn't until March. Was it early March that we started to really worry? That remember, de Blasio talked about closing the schools. And
yep. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, just remember this with Cuomo. De Blasio wanted to close the schools at the beginning, and Cuomo said, absolutely not, he can't do it, I'm overriding that. So it was Cuomo who had the worst track record on the virus. He wouldn't shut down, he wouldn't close the schools, he wouldn't do anything. He ordered nursing homes to take in patients with the virus. He killed 10,000 senior citizens that way. It was a total disaster. And he started doing those briefings, and I don't think they would have been successful if he had just done them. You have to have a lockdown. People have to be trapped in their home to actually watch a Cuomo briefing. But it was something to do, and there was something powerful about it. You know, he was very tough, and he looked like he could get a hold of this. He was full of crap in everything he said, but it looked tough. It looked like he was going to do something. It took a while. It took about 4 months to realize, with all his charts and graphs, and that he didn't know what the hell he was talking about. And then... he's gone. The Chris Cuomo testimony was released yesterday. It's just, you know, he's a nice guy, Chris Cuomo. I'd say he has an IQ of 85, maybe. No, serious. I'm serious. 85, maybe 90. So they talked to him for 6 hours. And I give these prosecutors credit. Anybody that could listen to this guy for 6 hours deserved some sort of an award, but he didn't say anything. His brother, you know, he was giving his brother all kinds of advice. Well, listen to the advice.
I think cancel culture is real. So does my brother. And I advised him that you cannot ignore these, that it's not going to go away.
Now, you could have brought in a 5-year-old, and he would have given you the same advice. So that's real. It's not going to go. This is the advice. So, hey, by the way, I don't know of anybody that's actually. Do you know of anybody that's been able to watch the whole 6 hours of this? It's impossible.
No, I wouldn't want to. No.
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell in jail for life with nothing to do all day. Doesn't have the time to watch this for 6 hours. It's impossible. So somebody did. One person did, and the only interesting thing in there. He reveals that at one point there was talk of bringing in Alec Baldwin to speak up for them, that Alec Baldwin offered to come in.
Oh, great. And
they immediately sent word back, do not have him talk. We don't want Alec Baldwin anywhere near this. You know, the worst thing you could do is turn to Alec Baldwin for anything. He's got a worse reputation than Cuomo did. So, hey, we give credit to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. You know, Biden made a mess out of the... Russia-Ukraine situation in that two-hour briefing where he said, better not be an invasion. Well, little invasion, maybe. He said, if it's a little invasion, maybe. But really stupid, so they've been doing cleanup. So they send Blinken to Geneva to meet with Russia's equivalent. Now, one thing Trump was right about, it's better if the two CEOs talk to each other. That's how you get something done. The two presidents, pick up the phone, call Putin, and you talk to him. These little junior nobodies meeting with each other, it's the worst way to do it. This is how they do it in the swamp. You know, our delegation with Blinken and 42 career service people, foreign service, you know, State Department experts, 30 of ours, 32 of theirs, and they all meet around a big conference. Let's say you don't get anything done that way. And Blinken, boy, did he sound tough. Oh, he said to them, response would be swift and severe. Now, I guess they're supposed to go tell Putin this. So when they told Putin, I'm sure he went, there's never anything ever swift with the Biden administration. They don't know. There's no swift when it comes to Joe Biden. Severe? I don't think so. If Joe Biden threatened you, would you be afraid? don't think so. So, and you're Putin with an army, with every, I don't think it's going to mean anything. So, you know who's afraid, who's really trembling? And this is the real problem in the world. Chuck Schumer, Kathy Hochul. I think Schumer's like a normal person in real life. Oh, he's creepy and insincere. He's just a disgusting, creepy, insincere human being. But I think he's basically somewhere a little left of center. But they're terrified of these woke progressive idiots. And they same thing with Joe Biden. They walk around pretending they're woke, they're progressive, cancel everything. Same thing with Hochul. I mean, Hochul is in charge of Alvin Bragg, this district attorney. She could remove him. Even if she's not going to remove him right away, she should make a public statement saying, I just saw what he said. It's ridiculous. You can't let all these armed robbers and burglars out. No jail. Just let them out in the street. And Joe Biden, the same thing. He should. The administration was asked, what are you going to do about this Alvin Bragg and all these crazy district attorneys that are letting all the criminals out into the street? And Jen Psaki said, we can't comment. We are not. We stay out of these sort of matters. Stay out of it. This is life and death for a lot of Americans. So Biden should publicly say, I think it sounds terrible. It's awful. He should privately call Alvin Bragg. You know, the guys like Alvin Bragg, district attorneys, they're politicians. They want to move up in the political world. You get a call from the president of the United States of your own party, and he said, hey, back off this stuff. Don't do this. It's hurting everything. It's hurting me. It's hurting the Democratic Party. It's going to hurt the midterms. You'd listen. But they're frightened. Hochul's not going to say a word. Biden's not going to say a word. Schumer, he's got some clout in New York City. He should go to Alvin Bragg and say, you can't do this. People are going to get killed. But they're cowards. They're useless cowards. Throw them all out of office. So Alvin Bragg said, what'd you say he said? His memo, the problem with the memo, it wasn't clear enough? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it didn't have enough context. Context, yes.
Yeah, that's the, now here's what he means. It says right in the memo, for a lot of crimes, they're not going to be crimes anymore. Turnstile jumping, this sort of drug dealing, not a crime. Well, don't even charge them. Let them go. That was pretty clear.
Yeah.
Then it said for what we normally consider very serious crimes like armed robbery, burglary, we'll plea bargain it down to a misdemeanor, but no jail. It says right in there, it said first sentence, we will not seek carceral sentences. That means jail. We will not put any of these people in prison. So he's saying it misses context?
Yeah.
Well, I watched him in an interview this morning explaining what the context would be. What he meant was, they're not going to just not put him in jail. They will get him counseling.
Yeah, right. Services, he said.
Services. And I'm watching him on TV this morning, and he's saying, I have already been in touch with various services to come in and... If you have an armed robber, well, I hate to bring up that terrible, terrible Burger King poor woman who got shot. You saw that guy, and you saw when they dragged him out of the courthouse, and he's screaming "F you" at everybody, and I want reparations, and he's screaming "F you," and you know, there might be some good counselors out there, but if that worked, it would take about 400 years. So we don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, services are not going to help that guy.
Yeah. And, okay, try the counseling, but try it in jail. Put the guy in jail and have the counselor come there every day and see if he said, instead of just throwing these people in jail and letting them sit there all day, let's send counselors into the prison and try and straighten them. That would be a good idea. That I would like. But let's let them roam around the streets. How much is counseling? How long is the counseling? What is it, an hour a day? An hour every
day? Probably, yeah. Yeah.
Probably not every day. It's probably Monday, Wednesday, Friday for an hour. What's the guy doing in between roaming the streets with his gun? So this is the most disgusting, creepy nightmare. This Alvin Bragg is a nightmare. He's got to go. There's no way to keep this guy. The governor has to remove him. In California, they got this George Soros put 25 of these guys in, men and women around America, as district attorneys. They've caused massive crime waves in Philadelphia, in Los Angeles. So in Los Angeles, they're trying to recall, the public trying to recall the district attorney. But this could be solved by Kathy Hochul removing him. And she should. She can remove him. Now, there's groups trying to meet with him. This is going no place. There was a business group that met with him 2 days ago, a Zoom meeting with him. And he does the same thing with them. You misunderstood the. It's taken out of context. You know, we're talking about council. There's a group called the. You know this partnership for New York. You know about that group?
Yeah, business guys, right? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's Catherine Wilde, very nice woman. Totally useless. This is a useless woman that gets nothing. Check out her list of accomplishments. There isn't any. So it's basically like a book club that meets once in a while. But you got all the top business guys in the world, and they raise a hell of a lot of money. Millions are pouring into this organization that never gets anything accomplished. But they're having their Zoom meeting today with Alvin Bragg. Now, hopefully, these big business guys will talk to Bragg outside of this Zoom meeting and really. But I don't think he cares about these business guys. You know, this guy's
his clarification the other day. He went to John Jay and gave his speech. His clarification was pretty much, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to put people in prison. We're just going to give them the services.
Yeah. See, if you're Eric Adams or you're Bill de Blasio and the major, major, major business guys come to you, you listen because you need their donations. You want their money. And you got to have a relationship with them, so they'll listen. But DAs don't care about any of that. They don't need these business guys, especially if you're a kook, left-wing whack job like Alvin Bragg, because George Soros... And there's another Soros guy will fund you. You know, you really only need about $1 million for a DA's race. It's a very low budget race. So they don't need these business guys. They don't need to raise $20 million. So it's not, I don't know what's going to happen. Governor has to remove him. You got to bring enough pressure on her to, you got to really seriously threaten her reelection. And that's the only way she'll do it. If it's going to hurt her, if it's going to kill her reelection, that's the only time she'll do it. And you need, hey, Bruce Blakeman on Long Island, give him credit. He's the Nassau County executive. He's already started fighting bail reform. He's putting in, he's just attacking the system like crazy. And everybody's got to do that. All these guys, all the county executives, Eric Adams, all the mayors, they got to go after this and just lead a movement, a crusade to stop this no bail stuff and all of this crap. And if it does, you're just going to see... crime explode in New York. I saw one of these stupid organizations. Oh, I actually was a professor. You're right. It was a professor. Might have been from John Jay on TV this morning saying, you know, this is unfair to Alvin Bragg. Give this a few months. Let's see what kind of results he gets.
Okay. Well, yeah.
The problem is, you know, and I hate to say it, he may be right. That's the only answer. People are going to die because of Alvin Bragg. He's going to get people killed. You saw this horrible Burger King shooting. You're going to have a bunch of those. You saw the poor woman pushed under the train. There's going to be a bunch of those because of Alvin Bragg letting all these dangerous criminals out into the street. So what do we wait for? 10 deaths like that before the uproar forces Hochul to remove him? 5 deaths is going to take 20. So people will die because of him. Hey, coming up later, we'll get to the comeback of New York, exactly what's going on with all the real estate, what's going on with all the restaurants and all that, apartments. They're trying to, movie theaters. This is not just pandemic. I mean, the pandemic caused everybody to watch their movies at home. And after a year or two of watching a movie at home, you realize there's no reason to go to the theater. Used to be, you know, you used to have a little 25-inch TV, or if you were lucky, had a 32-inch TV. But it was an old-fashioned, you know, tube TV and... not the same as a super high-quality movie theater with surround sound, but it's a different world today. You know, they busted up all the movie theaters. Instead of one big screen, they made it a multiplex, so now it's 5 little screens. And now at home, it's easy to have a 86-inch, 100-inch TV in HK, 8K, 12K, whatever that's. It's better quality than the movie theater. You got the sound system, and you got the comfort of your own home, your own furniture, anything you want to eat. So why would you go to a movie theater? When was the last time you went to a movie theater, Joe Bartlett?
Oh, my gosh. Not since COVID, so it's got to be at least 2 years.
Yeah, why would you go? You can get your, you know, go on Amazon, order your own popcorn machine. It's the same one they got in the movie theater. You can have the same exact popcorn. There's no reason to go to movie theaters. They keep trying to come up with these reasons. So now it's beer and wine. New York State Liquor Authority just passed the thing that now you can have beer and wine at your seat in the movie theater. You can do that at home. I got beer and wine at home.
Cheaper, too.
You got to have something that they don't have at home. See, all this stuff, well, you can order a whole dinner. You can do that at home. You got beer and wine. You could do that at home. You're going to have something else. You're going to have like topless dancers or, or some pole dancing. You better have something I don't have at home or I'm not coming to the movie theater anymore. I mean, there's no reason for it anymore. Hey, and it's better for the movie companies to just send it to you at home. You know, to run it in a theater costs money to get it to every theater. It's more expensive. Eric Adams says he's going to shrink New York's government. Says we have way too many employees. There's too many cars. New York City has 30,000 cars that they own. He's going to get rid of those. I'm sure that doesn't include his cars. But and look at this Al Chapo. He was in prison for years, and I guess it was Mexico. Somebody that left the prison said he had everything. He had Viagra being brought in, tons of Viagra. Prostitutes were shipped in every day. Drugs, any meal he wanted from any restaurant. He had his own Grubhub going there. Boy, if you need Viagra in prison, you're locked in prison and you need Viagra, you really got something going on there. Prostitutes, everything. It's remember in Goodfellas, the thing you could bribe all the guards?
Yeah.
But that was nothing. That was to get a salami. That was to get a bottle of wine and a lobster. This guy's got Viagra being shipped in, prostitutes. And this was much better. Check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. If it was like, say it's 1988, could you buy a computer? Yeah, there were computers back then. Watch this commercial for Crazy Eddie for computers. You'll remember every one of these computer brands, but it's fascinating. These were the original computers. They all went out of business. I don't know why, but take a look at this great commercial. Also, did Trump's language cause January 6th? Well, if that's the argument Democrats are making, then the Democrats caused January 6th because they used the language long before he did. Watch the video here. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.